Hello, hello, my lovely Patreons. I just want to say thank you to everybody who submitted a question. They were all really good questions and very spicy. So I'm really looking forward to answering them all for you guys. But just fair warning, this is all just going to be my inner life experiences, and I'm not going to hold anything back. So if it makes you uncomfortable to hear anything about just me and not my sunflower persona, then this audio probably isn't for you, because I will be talking about my experience with guys and whatnot. So yeah, just letting guys know. But before we get started on the spicy questions, I just wanted to firstly say that I appreciate you guys so much. You guys have been so supportive recently, and just, it's nice to have you guys around as a community. And thank you for the amount of questions I got. It's been really fun interacting with you guys recently, so thank you. But without further ado, I'm gonna get started on the questions. Alright, I was gonna firstly start with the comments under the original post, and then for those that asked me in my DMs, I'll get to that right after. Alrighty. First question is by Sonic Lover or Sonic Lover. Have you ever been walked in on while doing something intimate with others or on your own? If yes, what followed? As in, was it awkward or did they say sorry? Was there a laugh about it? So, I guess this counts, but I have been walked in on multiple times, but I don't know if it counts because the other person didn't know what they were walking in on. Because, for context, when I knew that people were in the house, whenever we wanted to do it, we would go under the blanket and pretend like we were cuddling. And we were like in a position where we could easily just like pretend we were sleeping. So whenever I've gotten walked in on, I would just like pretend I was sleeping. So the other person never exactly knew what they were walking in on. So no, it was never awkward or anything like that. It was mostly just me being like, oh my gosh, I hope they fell for it. But I've never had anything. Well, actually, I take that back. I've been caught once stealing my mom's vibrator, but and that one was really awkward. But I was young and like, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't too awkward. It never got brought up again. So I would say I've had some pretty good experiences with not being walked in on, so I'm happy about that, honestly. But next question is by Apier, and he asked me, what is your favorite sex position? Honestly, I'm really wishy-washy about this one because it definitely depends on my mood. Like, if I want to be a sub or if I want to be dom. When I'm in the sub mood, I really like doggy because I feel like there's so many things you can grab. Like, the person can grab my arms from behind or my hips or my hair. And that's me. It's such a turn on. Like, I just really like being grabbed. So anything with that aspect in it, I just really enjoy. I don't know what this is called, but it's sort of like doggy, but you're just laying on your stomach with like your butt up, and the person is almost like pounding you into the bed. It's like another version of doggy, and I also love that so much because like you have the opportunity to like have them put their fingers in your mouth and stuff. I don't know. It's just really hot, so I would say that one is a favorite. But when I'm feeling dominant, I just really love riding the person because you get the opportunity to like just look at them in the eyes. Especially when I'm in control, I really like looking at the person and seeing like their facial reactions. And there's just something so nice about it because I just get to talk to them straight to their face, like what I want from them. Like I can tell them straight to their face, like that I want them to come or something. And I just find that so, so hot. And I prefer that over other positions. So I know it sounds basic, just writing somebody, but yeah. So overall, I just have to say doggy and writing somebody are my two favorite positions. I think writing somebody is just called cowgirl, but yeah, it doesn't matter. On to the next question. Okay, so this one is by Hen, and they say, are there any sexual fantasies you like imagining getting yourself into, but you never actually do it because you're too scared? For example, like public sex or more than one partner. That's actually a really good question because something I watch porn of sometimes is like almost like gangbangs. And that sounds really bad, but like watching a girl with multiple partners is really hot to me because you just see her like getting used. And I really like that aspect of it. I mean, I think it's really hot, but me personally, I wouldn't want to have sex with just like a bunch of random strangers because that can just be like really dangerous. But it's fun to imagine myself in because, I mean, it's just a lot of cum, a lot of like being used. There's some spicy aspects of it, of course. But yeah, I do have to have like a connection with the person if I want to do it with them. So that would have to be a no for me. But one thing I have been wanting to try recently has been giving somebody roadhead. And that's like when you give somebody a blowjob when they're driving. And it's a little intimidating to me because like, what if you get stopped at a stoplight or a stop sign? Like the cars next to you or like people just walking by will like have a clear view of that. And I feel like that can end in like such an awkward scenario, but I think like riskiness is really spicy. And that's something I've been scared to try, but it is something I fantasize about and like something I definitely will try at some points, but it's almost like just working the nerves up there, like getting more confidence and like maybe on like a road trip or something, like where you know that you're not going to stop for a while or like on the freeway. But yeah, so I would say 100% roadhead. That will happen eventually. So, yeah. Thank you for your question. Now, on to the next by Sketchy Cowboy. He asks, what are your biggest turn-ons, both during sex and solo? Honestly, my biggest turn-on has to be the vocal aspect of sex. Like, when my partner is really vocal, it makes the experience so much better for me. And like, even when I'm solo, I like to imagine somebody saying things to me. Dirty talk like has to be my favorite thing when it comes to sexual experiences because I feel like it just can heighten the tension so, so much. Like, if you're just having an intimate connection with somebody, but none of you guys are saying anything, it's almost like you're guessing what's on their mind or wondering, oh, I wonder what they're feeling like, or I wonder if they're enjoying it. But if somebody is telling me straight to my face, like, oh, you feel so good on me or something like that, I know for sure what they're thinking. And like, also, I just love hearing it. Like, there's something about hearing it and like saying it out loud that makes it 10 times sexier. It's just, you know that they're feeling confident and comfortable with you if they're verbalizing things to your face and just saying out loud how much they're enjoying it. So that definitely is my biggest turn on for sure. And I don't know if this is considered exactly a turn on, but one thing that always gets me going, like, a lot for some reason, is just, like, playing with my nipples. I don't know what it is about it. It's just, like, almost like a trick, like a little loophole, just to, if you want to get me wet really fast, it's just, like, oh, go to the nipples. Go straight to the nipples. I don't know why. I really don't know why, but, that's one of my favorite things. It, like, triggers something in my brain. And I just, like, really enjoy it, so, that's my other favorite thing that I do quite a bit, solo and during sex. So, yeah, I really like those two things. But, next question. This one is by Magnus, and they ask, is there any type of content you would love to create but for whatever reason didn't yet? Can be non-sexual or sexual. Honestly, at some point, this is, like, really out there, and I don't think I'd ever, like, relate this to my channel, but I think it'd be really fun to create a porn video someday and, like, upload it. But of course, not have my face affiliated with my channel. But I think there's, like, something really hot about creating sexual content, like having your body out on the internet and, like, also, like, being able to look back and seeing yourself in that position. So honestly, it's, at some point in my life, I'm pretty sure I would create a porn video, but I don't know exactly if it would be, like, for something for sale or anything like that. But that is some sort of content, I guess, I would want to create. Though, if it's sunflower-related, I do want to explore more into the Not Safe Work audios sort of deal, like, possibly, like, have, like, a maybe an audio of me, like, getting fucked, maybe? That's a big if, though. I don't know if I'd ever do that, but there's a lot I want to explore when it comes to, like, making Patreon content or, photo content, because, it's just, it's a pretty iffy when it comes to, like, sharing your body on the internet, because my face, I do post selfies quite often, so it's almost like I have to be sort of careful about that stuff. So I don't know exactly how far I would go, but I do want to experiment. And if I did ever make a porn video, I don't think it would be related to my sunflower persona whatsoever. So yeah, just letting you guys know. Alrighty. This next question is by Silver Surfer, and they ask, have you ever had cum in your mouth? If so, what were the details of the experience? I've had quite a bit of cum in my mouth before. Like, I'm very proud to say that I have never spit out cum in my life. I'm not a quitter. I have always swallowed cum, and I give blowjobs quite often, so I would say, if I were to count, I'd say over 100. And the taste of it, it's not a bad experience. There's almost no taste to it, but the only thing I have to really be careful about is just making sure it doesn't go into my throat, so, like, I'm not choking on it. But other than that, it's actually a really nice experience. I really like having cum in my mouth. I think it's really sexy. And I've also had my own cum in my mouth because I've had a guy finger me before and then put his fingers in my mouth. And I don't think cum tastes bad at all. Like, I've never had a bad experience with my own or with somebody else's. So, yeah, I actually think it's really fun. So, thank you for your question. The next question is by Bruce. And they ask, what would you say is the best sex position for two virgins? Honestly, I would say that missionary is the best to go for when you're a virgin. On either end, if you're a girl or a guy, missionary is just really comfortable. And also, you just get to look in the face of the other person, and I find it just really intimate. When I lost my virginity, I was in missionary, and it didn't hurt. I feel like it's less painful that way, and also, it's just like really, it's almost like romantic. So I prefer that one very much, especially if you're new to that sort of stuff. So yeah, missionary for sure. But the next question is by Sam Rivers. And they ask, I was wondering if you listen to Not Safe for Work audios similar to the ones you create. And do you remember what your first experience with Not Safe for Work content was? Oh my gosh. My first experience making Not Safe for Work content was not the best. Because, I remember I really wanted to get into it. I liked the idea of being a Not Safe for Work creator. But I think I bit off more than I could chew because when I first made a Not Safe for Work audio, I promised it by a certain time, and I remember, I stayed up all night trying to get this one audio done because I was nervous, I was trying to get it all perfect, and I drank, like, multiple energy drinks that night so I could, like, pump myself up and, like, get it done and, like, not get sleepy, but I ended up drinking so much energy drinks that, like, it made my stomach, like, it gave me like a tummy ache. So I was like, no, oh my god, like I needed to get it done. But unfortunately, because like I wanted to get it done so badly and like I drank so many energy drinks, I ended up not being able to get it done like when I wanted to. So the first time I tried doing it, I felt like I just felt inexperienced compared to other people that just had more experience than me doing Not Safe for Work. And I still feel like I'm pretty new to it. Like, I'm learning and, like, figuring out how to make the best sound effects for it and stuff. Because you can't necessarily, like, download that from the internet because it's such a specific thing. Like, for example, if I wanted to do, like, a blowjob in an ASMR way, I'd have to, like, make my own sounds for that in the background. And I didn't want it to sound fake or anything, so I had a lot of high expectations for myself. So I would not say my first experience was the best, but it has been very fun recently getting through them and figuring out which sounds better. And I feel like they've been really fun to make recently. But yeah, it's been a process. But I used to listen to Not Safe for Work audios, but I listened to like one on Pornhub like a really long time ago, because like I said, Dirty Talk is one of my biggest turn-ons like ever. So of course I would try to find stuff that I was like, ooh, is there any like Dirty Talk ASMRs or something, and there were a lot. So I would listen to those a few years ago and I liked them, but they were a little bit different. They were like, there'd be like an audio with it, I mean, a video with it, so it wasn't just, like, straight up just ASMR. It was, like, for example, like a video of somebody like masturbating while doing it, like masturbating while dirty talking. And that's the stuff I would listen to. So I've never exactly just straight up listened to not safe work ASMR before, but I feel like I would definitely be into them because dirty talk, like I said before, is my absolute favorite thing. But those were really good questions, so thank you. Those were all of the questions under the main post, so I'm gonna look in my DMs now and get through those questions. I hope this video isn't too long. I just want to go through everything in depth because I like giving details. I feel like I don't talk to you guys often in like audios, so it's really fun actually. But the first question I am gonna do is from Diabolical Devil. He is a great patron. I love this guy. But anyways, he asked me 4 questions. The first one is, how many people have I slept with? Honestly, that's a really good question because I feel like this entire time I've been talking as if like I'm really experienced or something like that, but I've actually only had 1 partner before. I've only had sex with 1 person, so yeah, but I've done a lot of stuff with this person, so I feel like I am experienced somewhat, but not with many people. So yeah, just 1. He also asked, what have you not done that you would like to try? I got into that a little bit before, but something I haven't mentioned before is anal. And I know that's a little bit controversial, but I've never really experimented with that, like, at all. But there's some people that love it. There's some people that, like, absolutely hate it. So, that's something maybe I would want to try eventually, like, when I'm super comfortable or, I don't know. It's something I've thought about before, but, of course, it's a bit intimidating because there's some people that say that it's really uncomfortable or like almost painful. So I definitely want to avoid that part of it. So yeah, but I feel like you don't know if you like something unless you try it. So I'm just somebody who really likes trying stuff. So I feel like that will happen eventually. The next question is, what is the sexual fantasy that you have? Honestly, this might sound kind of basic, but I've always fantasized about my partner touching me like in public, but secretly. So, for example, being at dinner, maybe, and there's this one like thing, I'm not sure what it's called, but there's these vibrators that can go into like panties, and on the other person's phone is like a button, and that person can decide whenever it goes on or off. And I feel like going on a date where another person has complete control over like a vibrator would be so interesting. I really like the idea of risky things and almost like testing the waters. But of course, I never actually want to get into an awkward scenario, so I do fantasize a lot about those sorts of scenarios. But I feel like when you're on a date like that, for example, and like you're just teasing one another sort of in public but secretly, when you guys go home, like the sex just ends up being so much better because of all the teasing. So yeah, I think any fantasy relating to like teasing or foreplay is a big winner in my book. All right. So the last question from Diabolical Devil is there a favorite sexual experience that you have so far? I have so many, so it's gonna be hard to choose one, but the first one that comes to my mind is when I gave somebody a hand job in the same room as their parents, and they had no idea. So I know that sounds a little crazy, but I swear we were quiet and we did not get caught, so it's actually really fun. For some context, they were staying in an Airbnb, so this place had a bunch of beanbag chairs, and they were, like, huge. So, they decided to have, like, a little movie night, and I was with them. And me and him were on, like, one of the back of the beanbag chairs. There was multiple, so we were, like, almost hidden in, like, a little corner. And, of course, we had, like, blankets over us and stuff, so the movie was really boring. I just remember it wasn't the best movie. So, and I was feeling a certain way, and he was right next to me, so I started, like, just sort of, I didn't just go right for it. Of course, I wanted to make sure he was comfortable with it. So I started, like, first just, like, moving my hands closer and closer until, like, sort of, it just started happening, and I, like, whispered to him, like, oh, like, are you okay with this? And he was. So we didn't exactly, like, take his pants off. It was, like, he, like, just shimmied it down just a little bit. So if we had to suddenly, like, get up, we would be able to. But, yeah, it just happened, like, right behind his family, and nobody noticed. It was pretty, we were pretty sneaky about it. So honestly, that's one I am proud of. And honestly, I think back about that moment, and I like things like that. I like little experiences like that. So it's a good memory. Another one that comes to mind, I have to say both because they're both equally as good. But this next one, we were staying in a hotel, and I remember we were just looking out the window. I don't even remember, like, what we were talking about, but we just, like, finished the first round of sex, and we were just talking, and then suddenly we started kissing, and then the curtains were, like, completely open, and he ended up, like, pushing me against the window and just, like, fucking me against the window. And so anyone that would have looked up or at the window would have just seen me, like, just getting completely railed. And there were actually, like, people walking around. Like, I could see them on the street. But I'm not sure if anybody saw me because we were, like, on a higher floor. But I really liked that one. There's just something so spicy about, like, you're just so into the moment that you don't even care if anyone's looking at you. So, definitely in the top of my memories when it comes to sexual experiences. But, I really liked those questions. I feel like I was able to talk a lot about, my past sexual experiences, and I love talking about those things, so yeah. Thank you, Diabolical Devil, for your questions. Another person asked, would you have sex with any of your fans? Maybe. That's all I will give. On to the next question. The next two questions are from someone named Kay, and they asked, do you prefer to give head or to receive head? And the next one is, do you enjoy cream pies? So, this may seem like a shock, but I've actually never used a condom before. So every time I have sex, it actually is just, like, always a cream pie, which, of course, I absolutely Love those. I mean, I feel like every woman in the world loves them. And for a good reason, too. Because when you're doing it raw, you literally feel like everything. I love being able to feel the guy pulsate and like literally feeling myself get filled up with cum is one of my favorite feelings ever. Like, I just love that part of it so much. And also just like the messy aspect of it, because when you're done, it literally just like oozes out of you. And it's like proof that you were just used and like that that you just had like a really hot experience. So of course I love cream pies. But do I prefer to give head or to receive head? I feel like that also heavily depends on my mood, because I don't think I could live without one or the other. I really like receiving it, of course, but I love giving it also, because my partner has to be really into it for me to be into it. So I love making my partner get into it and like turning him on. And I really like just being sexy. I feel like when you're giving a blowjob, you can just be like completely like slutty, like be messy, like get your saliva everywhere, and like there's something really fun about it, because you also just get to see the reaction. And so I really like giving pleasure as much as I like receiving it. So I don't know if I could pick one exactly, but I personally am a really big fan of giving super messy and like sexy blowjobs where you're looking at them the whole time and like just being just almost having fun with it and dirty talking in between. So I don't think I could ever live without that, but I do come the hardest when someone is eating me out. So for this one, I'm just gonna have to say that they're equal. They're both on good footing. So yeah. Next question. I think we have like three more. The next one is by Azriel, and they said, I was wondering what got you into doing not safe work ASMR and how you came up with your avatar for your character. Honestly, I just got into not safe work ASMR because everyone else who did ASMR around me also did not safe work. For example, a big inspiration to me is Tashi MP3. And she had a Patreon and did not safe work audios. I never listened to them personally, but I just was friends with a lot of people that did it. And so that inspired me to do the same thing and just kind of experiment with that. So yeah, but for my character, I sort of came up with that over time. I worked with an artist and I kind of just pulled images from Pinterest of like clothes I liked and just the kind of aesthetic I was going for. And I ended up coming up with that just with a bunch of inspiration from different places. But actually I'm planning on having a redesign change soon because I wanted to display more like sunflower qualities. I feel like it's very pink. It's very girly, and like, I wanted to display more sunflower type of stuff. So when you look at it, it kind of screams out like, oh, sunflower, instead of just like, oh, pink cat girl. So yeah, I'm gonna make some changes soon. But I think there's just a few more. Let me see. This next one is by Frost Z. He asked, how often are you getting fucked? Honestly, I have a really high sex drive, so I would say the bare minimum is like 5 times a week. We definitely go over that kind of a bit, but it's different every week, of course, just based off of my mood or like my cycle. I currently don't have a period though because I'm on a birth control, so that never affects how much I'm having sex or not. But I don't know if you guys know when an ovulation is, but it's like the part of the week where you're most fertile. And I still very heavily get affected by that. I still have like my hormones and stuff. So I have an ovulation week where I'm just like completely horny that week. And I will do it so many times that week. And every girl like gets that like ovulation week where they're probably just like a little bit more horny than usual. So during that week, definitely more times than 5. I will literally wake up and like, we end up doing it at like 3 in the morning sometimes. So yeah. But pretty often. Frosty also asked, any thoughts on maybe starting an OnlyFans? I think this might be the last question, but I've thought about it and I still haven't decided because I know that my face is definitely on my page. Like, people know what I look like. They know what my face is like. So if I were to make one, I'm not sure if I would relate it to my Sunflower channel in any way, but it is something I am considering because, I mean, I feel like I am a very sexual person, and it is something I would enjoy. I mean, I like helping people feel good, so we'll see. I'm not too sure yet. But oh my goodness, we're almost at like 40 minutes of audio. I think this is like the longest audio I've ever even recorded, so that's actually crazy. I just want to say thank you guys so much again for all of your questions. And if I missed your question or you have any more, you can always just leave them in the comments and I'll respond. I might not respond in an audio like I did this one, but I will definitely respond. And if you got through this whole thing, like, honestly, you're a trooper. I didn't really not expect it to be this long, so sorry if you're having to listen to this whole thing just to get your question answered, but, I still hope you guys enjoyed learning a little bit more about me and, just how I am in real life. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. For those who made it to the end, you get my extra appreciation and love. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, you guys, and stay hydrated. Much love.